T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line now is the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Sly James, because it's been, on a positive note, a really good 24 hours here in Kansas City. Thanks for joining us, Mayor.
Happy to be here.
I'm sure you are. It's a happy day around here in Kansas City.
It is.
How long had this been on your radar for us to get the NFL draft in Kansas City? How long had you been looking for that?
About 4 years. It started early. It's a long run up to get these things. They don't happen overnight. And I know that, it was first broached probably around 2015 sometime in that time frame. I know Kathy's been working on it since that time. And it's been an accelerated process here recently.
When the draft moved out of New York and it goes to Chicago and Dallas and Philadelphia and Nashville, how many of you and your coworkers and everybody in the city, how often were you guys looking at each other and saying, we can do this here in Kansas City?
Oh, well, we said that from day one. That's not been something that's come up. We said that from day one. The good news is that the other drafts in other cities have been instructive. We learn from each of them what they're doing, and then we're able to hopefully improve on it using our resources and assets in ways that only we can. So, it's always good. It's a similar process to what happened when we hosted the 2012 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The year before, I was in Phoenix for the All-Star Game there, looking around, talking to people, asking questions, seeing how they put things together so that we would have more information about how to proceed and get things done correctly.
It seems like lately Kansas City and Nashville are mentioned in the same sentence a lot. We talk about airports and we talk about cities that are growing, and those two cities are mentioned quite a bit. You mentioned learning from cities that had the NFL draft in the past. What did you learn from Nashville?
First of all, that you didn't have to be New York or Philadelphia or Chicago. And secondly, that you could use your own resources in a way that's creative, taking advantage of your own personality of your city. They really did. Nashville did Nashville. They laid it out that way, and they had a great time. They came up with some nice features, a lot of music and things of that nature. They brought all their amenities to bear. We're going to do exactly the same thing, except Kansas City style. Nobody's got our barbecue. Nobody's got our jazz history. Nobody's got the plaza. We've got a free streetcar downtown. We've got Gates. We've got Bryant's. We've got Q39. We've got Lydia's. We got every place that you can think of to eat and visit, the World War I Museum. So we're going to put all of our stuff on display and show the world, again, what Kansas City is all about, and make sure that everybody who comes and then leaves here, hopefully some will stay, find a house, move in, that type of thing. But all who leave, we want to go back to wherever they came from and say, you've got to go to Kansas City. It's a cool place.
Talking with Kansas City Mayor Sly James here on 98.1 KMBZ. Now, you will no longer be mayor when this becomes the event that it will be 4 years from now. What kind of input, what kind of fingerprint will you have on this, if any, between now and 2023?
Well, I'll continue to work with Kathy and the other folks to continue to plan and volunteer and do whatever is necessary to make it a success. I don't look at imprints. I mean, this is a bottom of fingerprints. That's not what this is about, showing city. I did that before I was mayor. I've done it while I'm mayor, and I'll do it after I'm mayor, because everything that we do, everything that I've tried to do, has been to better Kansas City in some way, shape, and or form, and by doing that, to better the lives of the people who live here. That's not going to change because I leave office. I'm just going to do it without a bow tie sometimes.
Mayor, I'm going to ask you a question that we're getting quite a bit today, and I'm sure you've gotten already also. Will the new terminal for KCI be done before the NFL draft in 2023? Can you make that happen before you leave office?
I do not control the weather. That's really the city manager's job.
Nice.
And I can't predict what will go on. I can tell you that it is our fervent hope and our push to try to get it done, but nobody can guarantee what's going to happen. We're too young yet. If we were halfway through, it would be a lot easier to make a prediction, but we're not there yet. But we've got time, and now that everybody knows we've got a target to shoot for, that's what we're going to aim for. But there's no way to predict it. You just don't know what's going to happen between Kevin. Last year might slow things down.
Mayor James, between the city and the sports commission, what's the biggest hurdle facing the challenge of getting everything ready before 2023?
I don't know that we have any hurdles that I'm really concerned about. We've got the hotel rooms, you know, the ones that everybody said we didn't need. We've got the transportation with the streetcar downtown. I'd love to see it extended to the plaza by then, but I'm not counting on that. That's a long, long run-up process. We've got places for people to stay, to eat, to sleep. Transportation should not be a huge problem because most of the people will be concentrated in the downtown area around Union Station. And anybody who wants to get to other places, that's what Uber and Z-Trip are for. And so we can get them there. So the main hurdle is to make sure that we plan correctly and continue to consider as many contingencies as possible. That's it. And the other hurdle is to make sure that people are continuing to work together like we've done in the past. If we can continue to work together, there's nothing we can't do, and there's no problem we can't overcome.
Mayor James, the Super Bowl champs always pick last in that first round of the NFL draft. It'd be kind of neat if the Chiefs were the champs by the time that they got there. Who are they taking at 32, 4 years from now?
You know, I don't know, but I don't think it'll be a quarterback. You know, my guess is that with the evolution of offense in the game, it's always going to be, there's going to be a defensive heavy look. And here's what I hope happens. I hope that we do pick last, but I hope that we also pick up an extra pick somehow by a trade or something so that we have more multiple drafts, picks in the first round, like some of the other teams do, because ultimately we're going to have to face the reality that players don't play forever. They get old, and we're going to always need to replenish the team. But as long as we got Andy Reid, and we got Brett Veach, and we've got Patrick Mahomes, and our key players, and Kelsey, and some of our guys are healthy, we're going to be okay. But we always need to make sure, and I know that the Chiefs look at it this way, that you're always planning for the future and you have depth. So I have faith in the guys out there. They've done a good job. So I'm going to leave the football drafting to them. Although, if they ever want to know my thoughts, I'm always available to offer free, well, actually paid consultation.
Mayor James, congratulations. Very, very cool to see this big event coming to Kansas City. I know you're proud. I know you're excited. Everyone in Kansas City is as well. Thank you so much for the time.
I'm proud of our city. I'm proud of the way that we are, and I'm proud of the way we're going to show out when it's time.
It's Mayor James joining us here on KMBZ. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
How cool is that you're getting the NFL draft?
600,000 people in this city just for that event.
I think it'll be more. I think because the fan excitement of the National Football League is not waning, despite what some people will tell you. It just keeps growing. It is a monster. Thanks again to Casey Mayer, Sly James.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.